Hey, Robin.
Hey, Mary.
I'm so glad to be with you today.
I am really glad to see you, too.
We've sort of missed each other here and there during the holidays.
A lot. Yeah.
And the crud running around. But everybody's on the mend, and we're getting back into the rhythm 2025.
I'm so excited. We're alive and we're going to thrive in 2025.
At least, hopefully, spiritually, if not yes. physically.
Both.
I'm praying for that. Yeah. I have, you can probably hear in my voice, I've got a little bit of something hanging on. But we're going to believe that God's going to completely heal us. Heal me.
Yes.
During January, we've been looking at Psalms. We've been reading some Psalms.
Yes. Beautiful Psalms.
And sort of regrouping, rather than making a New Year's resolution, we're just resolving our commitment to put God first in our lives, right?
Right. And the Psalms help us so much. And, you know, Psalm 16 is amazing.
It is. It's a passionate cry out to the Lord, and I can really identify with that these days. And to tell the truth, sometimes when I should be crying out to the Lord, I walk up to that, you know, pantry or that fridge instead and try to eat my feelings, but it never really
No.
fills me up the way the Lord does.
Yeah, and I could go for entertainment. I can go for just escape, but it doesn't satisfy.
So will you start us off, Robin, in Psalm 16?
Yes, I will. Psalm 16, a miktam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
I will bless the Lord who's given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I've set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Mm. That is a beautiful psalm. You know, he's so good. And nothing in anything good in us is from him.
Right. And, you know, he is reliable.
Yeah.
We can trust in him. That mm-hmm. looks right there in verse 1. In you I put my trust. He's going to preserve me. He's going to protect me.
Mm.
Now, does that mean gravity won't take effect? Does that mean that at the end of my days, I'm not going to, you know, go the way that we all do? One day, my heart's going to stop beating. You know, that's a fact. One day, my lungs will cease to move air. But that's even more a reason to celebrate. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. My doctor can't resurrect me,
Mm-mm.
but the Lord will.
Yeah, and just to think about heaven, how wonderful it's going to be when mm-hmm. I think about my life on this earth, and he has been good, and the lines have fallen in pleasant places, but there's also sorrow on this earth. There's also death and destruction on this earth. And we look around, sin, our sin is great. But as we were talking before we started, His grace is greater. But there's a struggle while we're on this earth. I mean, my flesh is so strong. Sometimes it wants what it wants. And my spirit,
Totally.
Yeah, and sometimes my spirit doesn't take dominance, and my flesh just, you know, talking about besetting sins. When I get on this phone, and my husband will say, you know that...
Oh, I'm so addicted to my phone.
Yeah, and then I get off on political stuff, and this is a besetting sin for me, and I'm going to have to... I had to delete an app yesterday because it was so grieving, I believe... the Lord and my spirit. I could tell I was being affected. I know that sounds crazy.
No, I think I could give up smoking again, you know, easier than giving up my phone.
Yeah, but our phone, it is good. It can be a communication tool, which is good.
Yeah.
You can build up people, and we're using this, you know, for many good things, for our podcast and my week TV program.
Yeah, I'm using it for a Bible right now.
Yeah.
Rather than I don't have a paper Bible on my lap, I have my cell phone.
But I have discovered that, yeah, so it can be used for many good things, but then it can also distract me from the Lord. And I feel like I was talking to the Lord about
it. It's such a time waster.
It is. And you don't even know. You start scrolling and you think, oh, it's been 5 minutes. It's been 2 hours.
There was back when I used to be on Facebook, I saw this meme that said, I came on here to check the weather. That was 12 years ago.
Well, and, you know, people hide in their phones, they isolate, and it does bring pleasure, temporary pleasure, but it does not satisfy.
Yeah.
Only the Lord can satisfy your soul, but
it's a dopamine hit. That's a physiological fact, is that we get dopamine hits. The people who generate the apps that we use, they know how that works. They create them on purpose to be addictive.
Just like food.
One of the guys who was the head of Google left. I think it was Google. He left because he was so convicted about how they were... messing everybody up, making us addicted to our phones and everything. Yeah, that it's a fact. So the happiness neurotransmitter is dopamine. But the joy
is serotonin.
Neurotransmitter, yes, is serotonin. And you can experience that by like helping somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I experience it, you know, declutter your house and then take all of that my junk over to, and it's not junk. I mean, some of it's very nice stuff, but it's sort of cluttering up my home. Take it to somewhere that where people don't have, you know, and donate. And so when you are giving of yourself, that's serotonin, and you cannot overdose on serotonin. The mechanism for serotonin, it's impossible to overdose, but you can overdose on dopamine.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And that's the concept of tolerance. Mm. And so why somebody who needs maybe pain medicine, you know, it started out that this much pain medicine dealt with the pain, but now, you know, people with chronic back pain or something like that, they're taking way higher doses.
Yeah,
because
they can't.
It's because... that dopamine has maxed out, and I won't take up time here to go into that feedback system, but it actually makes your body have to need more to get that same level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, when we first got on these phones, oh, that's neat. Wow. And then what did you do? You set it down. And how rare that happens now. I mean, it follows me in my pocket all over the house. I can't, you know, I drove off without my phone the other day, and it was a radical experience. I hadn't experienced that.
Exactly. It's like who's controlling who,
right?
Or, you know, and
oh, yeah.
So we don't want that.
So it's become an idol.
Yeah,
it's become an idol. And you know, what does this say? Is that where is it?
Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
After another God.
Is this phone a God to us? I mean, if we feel like we can't do without it. Well, and today.
Worship means worth-ship. It's who or what has the most value in my mind and heart.
Mm.
And so, you know, what's the most important thing?
Yeah.
If you tally up the hours. And for me, it's not minutes, it's hours.
Yeah. So one thing we could do is fast the phone. Like, say, you know, I'm not going to do this from 9 to 5, except for phone calls.
Or whatever it is.
Some
people are addicted to worrying.
Yeah.
You know, some people are addicted to a substance.
I've struggled with that myself. Some people, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And
we got to turn to the Lord because he's got the answers.
Because that's where the joy is.
He is the answer. That's, yeah.
You know, and he is. He's, you know, this phone is not going to preserve me.
And this phone doesn't care about us. This phone doesn't love us.
And
those people
who are the app builders, they sure don't care.
No.
They don't care if I'm depressed.
They want your money and they want your, that's it. So,
yeah. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I've set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Mm.
And that's a picture of God taking precedence in my life.
Yes.
Giving him our first fruits, the first fruit of my strength, my work.
Yeah, and my finances.
Right? Giving him the first of my time.
Yeah.
My first conversation of the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting into his word first thing before I scroll.
Yeah, and honestly, and spending that time with him after you scroll and putting him first, abiding in the vine, abiding in his presence.
Right.
And I can say, when I do that, I am the happiest. But do I always do that? No. But I want to.
I want to want to.
I want to want to. And that can be a goal for 2025, that we spend more time abiding in his presence, because that's where the fullness of joy
is. And that's the muscle we need to work out the
most. Yes, not just our bodies that we do need to work out. I'm not belittling that, because we need to do that. But yes, he's the joy forevermore. And when we spend that time with him and abide with him, everything goes right.
Yeah, and exactly. I've really been in a funk. My father passed away last year, and dealing with the estate stuff brings up my sorrow, my grief. And it's sort of been hard to pull out of that. And but God can.
Yes.
When I fixate rather on poor me, because I've been left behind, you know, my father, I believe, is in heaven with my mom and my grandmother and so many other family and friends and people, you know, who've gone on before us.
Yeah, and they're having a great time.
Exactly. there's no tears in heaven, God's word says.
Mm-hmm.
He's dry, or the last tear gets shed, and he's dried them all.
Right.
And with its holy tissue. Mm. And so this says, therefore, what's it there for? That's what I've been taught to say. What's it there for? Whenever you read that word, he said, it's what I just read. I bless the Lord who's given me counsel. My heart is instructed. I've set the Lord always before me. He's at my right hand. I'm okay. Because God's with me, I'm okay. Therefore, my heart's glad. My glory rejoices.
Yes.
My flesh also will rest in hope.
And hope is so priceless.
That's right. Hope. What is that scripture in Hebrews, right?
Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. But hope is the anchor of your soul.
And it's a hope, not like, I hope we get snow. Because, you know, an hour after you checked the weather, it's different. Yeah. It's a different kind of hope. You know, our faith in God is anchored in the reality of the cross.
That's right. That's right.
And the promise of heaven, of our glorification one day, where we will be removed from sin's presence. We will not experience sin.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form. I can't even imagine that.
I can't imagine. I mean,
it's like that song that got overplayed years ago. I can only imagine. My song would be, I can't imagine. I really can't imagine. I mean, I'm ready for it, but there's a part of me who's like, really? Is it really? Really going to do it? I'm really going to be there? It's really going to be that good?
Only because of Jesus and what he did on the cross. And you know what?
And the evidence. So many people saw him resurrected.
Oh, yeah.
That's not just wishful thinking.
We know it's
real.
Yeah. And it, you know, even in this, in David, he was kind of prophesying. He said, my flesh will also rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol.
That's right.
That's a place of the dead. Nor, this was interesting, this was a prophetic thing, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
Amen.
And he was talking about the resurrection.
And that's right. And so many people saw him alive.
Yeah.
After he'd been crucified.
But yeah, and the Bible is so amazing in that it all ticks and ties. And what David was prophesying, Peter said in Acts when he was quoting him after the church in Acts chapter 2.
Pentecost, right?
Yeah, it was at Pentecost. And he said in Acts 2:25-28, for David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad.
This.
He's quoting
David. He's quoting Psalm 16.
Yes, he is. Moreover, my flesh also shall rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Yeah.
And Hades is what the Greek.
Yeah.
And Sheol is the Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
And it means the place of the dead. It's not hell. Hell is a place appointed for Satan and the angels that sided with Satan.
Yeah.
And for anybody, I guess, who says no to heaven, right?
Right.
And so I'm not saying no to heaven. I'm saying yes.
We're saying yes to heaven.
And what does it take to go to heaven? I asked someone that yesterday, what do you think it takes to go to heaven? And most times I get this answer, be a good person? Absolutely not. Just full stop right there.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I can do to earn heaven.
Mm-mm.
Everybody who dies before Jesus returns goes to a place called Sheol. Now, some people say that was pre-Jesus, and there's a whole argument that we won't go into about, do you go to heaven instantaneously or do you wait and then everybody goes together? It doesn't really matter, does it? What matters is, what have you done with Jesus Christ,
exactly,
the Son of God,
the
King of glory and the Savior of anybody who says yes to him? That's all it takes. The only thing required to have this hope.
Right. In faith alone, in Christ alone. And so that's just it. But
we only, you know, we only are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. And that's a gift,
it is.
Paul says, so that none of y'all can brag about it.
You know, and going back, King David saw decay. In Acts 13:36, this is what Peter was talking about. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. He was resurrected.
And when he, and that's a matter, like, I love the way you said that and pointing this out, because he saw corruption before he died.
Sure.
He was, Isaiah says, when he prophesied about Jesus, about Messiah, that he would not even be recognizable as a man.
Gosh.
And he was beat with a cat of nine tails.
Mm.
He was abused and struck. They put robes on his broken flesh and then ripped them back off,
oh, God,
opening back
so
up
horrible.
His wounds.
And he had no sin.
The perfect one.
The perfect
one.
The
perfect,
sinless. Only perfect one that's ever lived.
And when they finally took his broken body down after he died and put him in the tomb, and wrapped him up as was the custom, and dealt with it hastily because it's the Sabbath, right? It's we got to get this dealt with before sunset, right? Because it's Friday.
Yeah.
And the Sabbath begins at sunset.
Mm.
And so they got him put away in that barred tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, that rich guy, rich Pharisee.
But he loved. He was a believer.
He was a secret believer.
He was a secret. That, but he
but
came
it
out.
Came
with
out,
that, with
right?
That.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. And so anyway, and then when he comes out, he doesn't look like that anymore.
No, he has resurrected.
His body is whole. But what's so interesting is he's got scars.
Yeah.
So he's not completely, you know, zero.
He had the holes in his hands and feet.
Yeah. Jesus wasn't, like, he didn't get a new, his resurrection body wasn't, like, a total reset. It was, and I look to this. I've zeroed in and focused on this because what's my resurrection body going to be like? It's going to be a real body. Jesus said, hey, I'm not a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have scars. But he wasn't immediately recognized by the disciples or some of the women and stuff like that. Remember, it was usually, it wasn't until he was talking and they recognized his voice.
Yes.
Hey, that was the Lord. And so I can't wait to find out. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I'm ready for you.
Yeah.
I know you're waiting to be patient for those who haven't yet said yes to you. But Lord, I'm so ready to go home to heaven with you and other family. And so we can look to Scripture. Paul says, if you want to know about your resurrection body, because the resurrection is a fact.
Yeah.
We're all going to live in eternity.
Somewhere. It's location,
that's right.
location.
Right. And, yeah. And so, yeah, we are going to be raised to life.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to dial in. Dialed in on what those who choose to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pain and suffering. Well, I don't know about you, Robin, but I've had enough of pain and suffering.
I have too. And the hope of heaven is something that is so beautiful about the Christian faith. I mean, I would serve him because it's a beautiful life. I mean, our lines, our portion is him.
Mm.
Our lines have fallen in pleasant places, but it is a dying to self, and that's not easy. And do I always do it? No, but when I do, there's joy.
Joy.
And there's purpose.
Like
there's
when
hope.
We worship you and me right now.
Yeah.
If nobody else listens to this... Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're worshiping. My soul is getting fed right now.
Yeah.
I'm not the same. When I walk into this home and I get to see my girlfriend and my sister in Christ, and, you know, sometimes I come in with tears in my eyes. Life's been showing
yeah.
up. And I feel, I'm in my feelings and stuff like that. But when we gather together around Scripture and we flesh it out and talk about how good God is.
He is so good. He is so good.
That stuff falls away. And it doesn't mean that I don't still have things that I need to do. And it doesn't mean that I'm not still grieving about stuff that's been hard or painful, but I'm filled up.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it, I do too. And it, on verse 11, it brings to life, you show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. There's pleasure.
And his presence is with us.
Yeah. And we feel it because the Lord says when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. So we can feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
That's why he says, don't forsake the fellowship of
his
saints.
His charisma.
Yeah. It's him. And people who crave his presence, they're going to...
More than chocolate.
More than chocolate, more than food,
more than that device.
Device, the phone. Oh, Lord, forgive us.
Because they suck out life and he brings in life.
He pumps it in. And, you know, I was sad when I had to cancel the other week because I had a fever and I had stuff going
on.
But
God healed you.
But God did heal me. He healed me pretty quick. And but in his presence is joy. Our pleasures forevermore, and in his presence is fullness of joy. That is undeniable.
Fullness.
I mean, we feel it right now, you know?
So good, Robin.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He's so good.
And pleasures forevermore.
Oh,
you know, I've really been struggling. I know we said we weren't going to make weight the goal. I'm trying to make lifestyle more the goal.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things I've said to myself is, well, why bother? You know, when I'm looking at that guilty pleasure, because it really doesn't satisfy me.
It
you know,
doesn't.
I think it's going to cap me off. But like I said, you know, it takes so much more to get there. And then by that time, I feel sick. So it's like, you know, why bother? Why don't you just deal with the fact that you feel empty and sorry for yourself, and do something that brings joy.
And that's Jesus. Jesus other, well, J-O-Y, Jesus others you.
Yeah, and people, too.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
giving.
I'm never going to, I couldn't find the life that I need to have in the Lord alone on a mountain somewhere with, you know, some text and being a guru. I need to feel like I'm in relationship, you know, and not just this many Facebook friends, but I need intimacy in my life.
Yeah.
I need connection.
Yeah, and that's why the Lord's Prayer says, our Father,
amen,
who art in heaven, not
Robin,
my Father, our Father.
Yes.
God meant us to live in relationship. That's why he calls it his body. He's coming back for a church, which is his body.
Yes. You know, so when we feel... disappointment in some of our relationships, you know, even good relationships are sometimes disappointing.
Sure.
And when we feel let down, when I feel let down in the level of intimacy that's available to me, my husband or my kids or, a friend or something like that, well, yeah, because this is, you know, people are people. They're not perfect.
No.
And I'm not perfect. Sometimes I'm the one that blew it. But God, He never
blows
me down. He preserved me, oh God, for in you I put my trust.
Mm.
And he always...
He does. Comes through.
Always comes through.
Mm.
So good. Amen.
Amen, Mary. God is so good and he loves us.
So glad I get to do this with you. I'm so glad that we have a Savior who is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And this text, his word, his love letter to us. I'm so grateful that he sowed the word into the authors through his Holy Spirit, inspired. And then all of the people who've passed it down faithfully.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And thank you. You know,
thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you so much, God. And thanks be to the church who has said yes over and over. You know, and that's us now. We are word sowers now.
Yeah.
Passing it on.
Praise God for his mercy, his grace, and his love.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. For this Psalm 16, thank you, Lord.
And thank you, listener. We treasure you. We're praying for you. And we're just so grateful to be on this journey with you in 2025 now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Come back next week. And what are we going to study next week?
Psalm 37. Enjoy those Psalms.
Psalm 37. Amen. Well, I'll see you next week, Robin.
Okie dokie.
And
thanks,
listener,
Mary.
We'll see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Word Sower podcast. We're grateful for you and your interest in knowing God and His Scripture. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you can have one starting today. Right now, right where you are, pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I want to turn from my sins, living life my own way, and I want you to decide what my life should be. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. Come into my heart and life to be my Lord and Savior. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Make me new and guide me. Your will be done. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are a new person in Jesus. We would love to hear from you and help you know what next steps to take. You can reach us at wordsowerpodcast@gmail.com. We look forward to the next time we're together when we will open up the Word of God and share how it has changed our lives with you.